Oh my goodness, welcome back everyone. Of course it is time, it's 9 o'clock, and it's time for Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment, we just believe you ought to know about it, and we really have some great guests for you tonight, especially in this hour. Of course, we got to start out with Rick Thompson. You may not know him, may not have ever heard of him, but I used to work with him many years ago, and parts of my family, many members in the family have known him for a long time, and he is now History Theaters in St. Paul, History Theater's next artistic director, and he is joining us now. How are you, Rick? Oh, my gosh.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I saw your picture, and I said, you're still fine. You know you're still fine. You know you are.
Well, we cry. I take no credit. I have to credit Mom and Dad for that.
Well, but hey, let me tell you, you need to gather some of those jeans, honey, and make it happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, here you are at the History Theater. Did you ever see it coming?
I did not. You know, I started working there about a year ago, and shortly after my employment, Ron announced to everyone that he was going to retire, which was a great surprise to me, for I didn't go there thinking, oh, I want to be the next artistic director. But after some consideration and, you know, a little pushing and prodding from friends and associates and family, I decided to apply. And here we are now, and I'm feeling good about it.
You should. You are the fourth artistic director in its 44-year history. That is quite remarkable, sir. And for more than 30 years of experience as a director, administrator, choreographer, dramaturg, educator, I mean, we can go on and on and on, and here you are still doing it. Tell me, where have you been? I have not seen heard about what you're doing. Are you living in another state?
No, I'm living here in Minneapolis, as always. This is home, and it will always be home. But, you know, for me, I've always worked behind the scene, you know. My job as a director is to make others shine, not myself, you know. So that's what I've been doing here, there, everywhere, you know. For a bit, working, doing some shows at the Kennedy Center, working on operas, working here in local theater, always working with young people in terms of arts and education. I'm passionate about that always.
You are so passionate about that and about theater. And so when I read that you were the one that was chosen, I knew. I said, oh, of course it would be him. It just seemed like the right thing to do. So congratulations, first of all. And
thank
then second
much.
Of all, you've already got some things planned. Were they already planned before you said yes, like the raw stages?
Yes. Before Ron left, he certainly had planned this entire season, which we will finish up in the spring. But also to the raw stages, which is coming up, he also, those are works that he had developed and or talked to artists about creating. And so our raw stages festival, what that is we bring together these artists to work on different pieces that can then be brought to production. This year we've got four pieces that artists are going to come and work on, and then there'll be public readings of those for the general audience to hear, to find out what the development of these pieces are. Now, one of them is a musical that right now has a working title called the Betty Crocker Musical. And it is just that. It's a musical about the development of that product by our local company here, General Mills.
Right.
The next piece is a work entitled Boy Wonder, which looks at the life of one of Minnesota's governors, in particular, Mr. Harold Stassen. And musical, we find out that he was more than just a guy who ran for president many times, but in fact was Minnesota's youngest governor, elected twice, went off to World War II, helped put together the League of Nations along with Ralph J. Bunche, which then turned into the United Nations. And when no one else would take on Mr. Bunche as a diplomat who was an African-American, Harold Stassen did. And we know that Mr. Bunche then went on to broker a peace deal in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians.
That's
and
remarkable.
Another work that we're working on is a work that right now has the title, a working title, The Meredith Project. And this is about Meredith going to Ole Miss, and a young man from Minnesota who was assigned to protect James Meredith as he entered Ole Miss. And so it's a very interesting story there, with a definite Minnesota connection. And the final work from our raw stages is called The Kim Lu Sisters, which looks at these young women from St. Paul who were of Asian descent during the 1940s and sang song. And a little bit of success that they had in doing so. Their style was definitely of that big band, Andrew Sisters sound of the 40s. And so those are the four works in our raw stages this year.
It's really quite remarkable. It's a great lineup. And I just want to mention the Kim Lu Sisters. It's a collaboration with Theater Mew as well. So, wow. Congratulations to History Theater for getting all of this done. And I'm just curious to know, have the raw stages been moving forward ever since the director had a chance to retire? Has this been what they've been working on the most?
Well, it's one of the things that's always going on in History Theater. Certainly, we have our season of five works that we present to the public, but behind the scenes, we're always working on new work, new productions to bring to the stage. That's one of the commitments of History Theater, is to create new work, to work with emerging artists, individuals that have been working for some time, to bring about and onto the stage this history that is so rich here in Minnesota, the upper Midwest, as well
That's
as across
right.
America.
That's right.
And as we look to expand what we do there, we want to tell more stories. Because history isn't just some event. Those events are created by people. People make for history. And as many people who are much smarter than I have always said, we have to learn from the past.
And so we are all just a collection of stories. We're just a collection of stories. And if we don't share our stories, we don't learn anything. So it's so beautiful that the History Theater, under your tutelage, will be able to continue to do this.
Yes, and we also then don't understand how we got to where we are right now as well. You know? And so at History Theater, what I wanted to do is continue to explore the human experience and condition, to bring more diverse voices in telling that history, and to basically explore our humanity. So I'm looking to find and show stories that of cooperation, resilience, triumph, hope, and, of course, joy.
Joy, man, that's my thing. I'm always looking for joy every day.
We all need that.
I get a chance to find it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. So, Rick, the last question I have for you, sir, what is it that you are burning to do at the History Theater?
To keep telling stories, to let stories be known. Because as I said before, you know, history is about our human condition. So that's what I'm looking to do most, and not rewrite history, but tell more stories from history, stories that concern us as people. That's what I'm looking for, and that's what I want to do most.
Well, I hope that I will get a chance to see you work and to see the result of your work. I have to ask you this question. Are you still dancing at all? I got to know.
That's a good question. Nope, we only show others anymore at my age.
Yeah, but you look fantastic. Seriously, you have done so much in this town. You weren't born and raised here, were you?
That's correct, yes, right in South Minneapolis.
Wow, how about that? Well, I grew up in
an environment that had many others as well. I mean, you know, Satu Jones grew up in this neighborhood, so did Kim Hines.
Right.
And, of course, Prince was raised in this neighborhood as well,
know.
So there were many, many influences at the time, and certainly our community had a lot to do with it. When you have people like Josie Johnson living in your neighborhood, that's an influence
that
on
woman.
You, to say
I
the
love
least.
Love that woman. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Love her. Well, I'm expecting nothing but greatness from you, and I know I have faltered in that idea, so it's not fair for me to think of that, but I am so excited that you're there at the History Theater moving forward with all that they've
Thank
been
you.
Doing and the new things that are to come. So well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you. Well, we look forward to the best at the History Theater, to say the least.
All right. You take care, and I will be in touch soon.
I will. You too, my sister. And may I say to all of your listeners, I wish them a happy new year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year from Rick Thompson. Take care, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one now. Bye-bye.
You too. And everyone, if you want any information about all of those shows that we just mentioned, all you have to do is go to History Theater with a T-R-E at the end, historytheater.com, and then look into all of the shows, and hopefully you will find one easily to just raise your smile. All right, everyone, we're going to take a break and come back in a moment. It is now 9:20 here at WCCO. I am so excited to introduce you to our next guest. Start out the new year with a new bang. Performer, author Lorna Landvik is serving up an evening's entertainment in Pages and Stages, a brand new show that combines daring do improv, set pieces, music and stories, confessionals about her Hollywood days and writing career. It's highbrow, it's lowbrow, it's a Tony Award contender, and she is joining us tonight. Now, Pages and Stages plays every Friday and Saturday night in January, beginning on January 6th at the Bryant Lake Bowl. Love that place. That's the address is 810 West Lake Street in Minneapolis. And the tickets are $20 in advance or $22 the day of the show, and can be purchased online. So let's hear all about this show that the author and the performer, Lorna Landvik, is here to talk about. How are you and welcome?
Geraldine, Happy New Year to you. It's so good to talk to you.
It's great to hear your voice. My goodness, I got so excited when I saw your name added to our list tonight. And I can't wait to hear all that is happening in your life. And I know we don't have long enough, so just hit me with it. Tell me, first of all, about Pages and Stages and how it came to be.
All right. But I have to say, if you hear anything in the background that sounds like running water, I'm not in the bathroom. Our pipes are so noisy, and I'm in my office, and I'm just hearing what sounds like a rushing creek. So if you hear that, know that it's old pipes. Pages and Stages is a show that combines stories about my writing as well as my performances. I've always liked to do the two things, to write and to perform. I can't see what your reaction is when I'm writing. You know, I can't sit next to you and say, hey, how'd you like that scene? But right, it allows me, when I'm on stage, to get immediate reaction. So people have always told me that my readings and my events about my books are like shows. So I thought, well, I'm just going to bring more of that to the stage. But I also always love to improvise and do things that the audience wants me to do and have a couple sing-alongs and just really have a party.
So when you're having a party, do you get a chance to share all that you are doing, or do you just put that in your bio and move forward? Because everything you seem to do, just it's a hit. I don't know how you continue to do it. I look at some of your books that are still out there. They're still available to people. I don't know which book is your most fun or the one that's your favorite, but I would love to know.
Well, my most recent, which was released in December, is called Last Circle of Love. And I never know why a book begins in my head. It's usually the appearance of a couple characters. But my mother was a very devoted church circle member. And she has not been with me since 2004. And I miss her dearly. And so I think maybe the inspiration for this book was her deep friendship with this group of women. And so I wrote a book. It's set in a shabby Lutheran church that is losing money, and they decide to have an unusual fundraiser. They don't produce a recipe book, but a book they call the ABCs of Erotica. But it's their ideas of, you know, what starts their engines going. It's really fun. So that's my latest book, but I'll be talking about all my books in the show, from Patty Jane's House of Curl, my first, to this latest one.
It's really quite remarkable. There's so many of us that want to write because we have a story to tell, right? And then you meet an artist like you, who's a performer and is an author, and you start to get worried, and you think of yourself and go, oh, I can't do that. Did that ever happen to you? Were you ever the one that said to yourself, I can't do that?
Geraldine, I feel that you, as a singer, you're storytelling all the time. You know, something is on the page, yes, in a book, but your stories are, you know, as deep and meaningful as books. So have I ever thought, I can't do this? I spent a lot of time waitressing and temping. And I think that's what propels me forward. If I never have to wear another pair of pantyhose in my life, I'll be happy.
I moved to Los Angeles back in 2004, I think it was. And I am telling you, I never, ever put that stuff on. And a winter coat, boots, just sat in the closet. So I hear you. I hear you. That is awesome. So while you're up on the stage and you're presenting and people are still just hollering and screaming because they love you, we love you. I'm just curious to know, what is the next thing for you? Or is it necessary to even have a next?
Well, I'm right before we spoke tonight. I can't say right before, but a couple hours before we spoke tonight, I was working on another book. Right before we spoke, I was listening and watching the Tammy and George Jones show and listening to all that beautiful music, and that was really fun. So, this may interest you. My book, The Tall Pine Polka, which is set in the Great Depression, those characters have really nagged at me, and we made a short film that we're hoping, you know, will evolve into a feature film. But I'd also really like to see it as a musical, because it's a really uplifting story about race relations, about people not letting society tell them who they are. And I just think we need at this time more stories that, you know, lift us up rather than push us away.
It's so true. I was just interviewing the person who was taking over the History Theater, the new artistic director, and he was saying some of the same things that you're saying. First of all, we're all in this together, right? So no matter what it is our gifts are or what we think our gifts are, the bottom line is that we are here to tell stories, because if we don't share them, forget about it, right? And I keep saying to myself, if I don't hear stories from those that I love, particularly friends, if they're not going to share stories with me, why am I here? I've asked that question. Why am I here if you're not going to share with me your stories? I don't care if it's just one. And so as you move forward in pages and stages, which is, I have to mention it again, January 6th, that's right, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. for the whole month of January. Do I have that correct?
You have that correct, and thank you. Yes, I would love to see people on opening night, because you never know what the crowd's going to be like on opening night. So
yeah, especially at Bryant Lake Bowl. But I can tell you, you're going to have a great time. So get out and get your tickets. Is there a number that they can call?
Oh, boy, I wish I had that handy for you. I think they can just go to the BryantLakeBowl.com website, and everything will be available for them there.
Well, you made my night. I'm so grateful that I had a chance to talk with you tonight. You take care, and I'm sure going to do my best to get there to see you.
Oh, thank you, Geraldine. And one of my resolutions is someday I hope I can sing with you.
Oh, let's do it. I would so do that. Deal. Take care of yourself.
Right.
I look forward to seeing you soon.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much. Happy New Year.
You too. Bye. Happy New Year. Boy, if you don't know who she is, you've never heard of her, read one of her books and then read all about how she performs and her whole bio. Just take a look and it will make you smile. We'll come back in just a moment. My goodness, welcome back, everyone. I don't know if you know of the Sounds of Blackness. They are Grammy Award winners and so much more. And they are doing a big event on January 13th at the Ordway a Music Theater. And, of course, you know that's in St. Paul off of Rice Park. And it's called Music for Martin in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, of course, the leader, not the bleeder, Gary Hines, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
I am always better when I hear you, Queen Geraldine. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, happy Kwanzaa to you as well. My goodness, it's New Year's Day, and I'm still smiling. I feel so good about this year. Do you?
I do. We're going to be, as Sounds of Blackness say, optimistic.
Exactly. Exactly. So this event that is coming up on January 13th, tell us what we should look for. What will it be like?
Music for Martin, Geraldine, is a stylized concert featuring the 16 vocalists and 10-piece orchestra of the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness, singing arrangements of the music of the Civil Rights Movement and the legacy and life and times of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We will also see and hear excerpts from his speeches that are interpolated, interspersed with the concert music and narration.
And narration, who is doing the narrating?
Actually, the voice of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and a little bit by yours truly, but mainly the music is the motivating factor and the driving force behind Music for Martin.
Will you also be doing some of the songs from Mahalia Jackson? She was so integral in the movement.
Oh, absolutely. She, of course, as we know historically, and I was blessed to be at Martin's funeral when she sang Precious Lord there that day. And so that music, and of course, not only the anthems of We Shall Overcome, but then also Sounds of Blackness music that is right in line and in step with the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King, both past and present music, even our new music that talks about him, our current singles, So Thankful, featuring Jamecia and Buddy McLean, and Hold Up Your Light by our own Carrie Harrington. Dr. King wanted us to hold up our light. And that's what we're doing with Music for Martin.
Wow, I've got to be there. I hope I can make it. I also want to mention that you will have audiovisual elements interwoven into excerpts from the great speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The audience is going to love this, and I'm just hoping. Are you guys streaming it at all, or is it just you have to go to the Ordway to be able to really enjoy it?
We need everybody to come because it's going to be a live performance, Geraldine, on Friday the 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the world-renowned Ordway Theater. There's good seats still available. You can get tickets online at ordway.org. And this is something for the entire family, for people of all ethnicities, backgrounds, persuasions, people of all faiths or no faith. Music for Martin is about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, a celebration, commemoration for his life and times. For everyone.
I'm so excited about this. The tickets are on sale. I believe they are $24 each. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they are also available on, you can do that at the door, or you can do it online. All you have to do is go to ordway.org, or you can call them at 651-224-4222. Again, that's 651-224-4222. My goodness, I know you're looking forward to this, and you guys are still so fabulous. Just keep doing what you're doing. Tell everyone in the group that I love them and that what you are doing really matters. Thank you for joining me tonight. Are there any other things you want to tell us about it?
Absolutely. Again, this is something, Geraldine, and thank you for all of those accolades. You know that we love you right back, and all the Steels and our esteemed assistant director, some of you know fairly well, Billy Steele. We'll be featuring him as well. But on behalf of Sounds of Blackness, we're celebrating now our 52nd anniversary. We first and foremost thank God. We thank you and the Twin Cities and the state of Minnesota for 52 years of unwavering support. And let's all come together and culminate that with Music for Martin. Like I say, this is something for the entire family, for everyone, and we'll look for you Friday, January 13th, 7:30 p.m. Don't wait to get your tickets. There's good seats now, but they're not going to last.
They're not going to last. 7:30 p.m. is the time. You don't want to miss it at the Ordway Music Theater at 345 Washington Street in St. Paul, Minnesota. All you have to do is go to ordway.org to get your tickets. Thank you so much, my friend, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Love you, Geraldine.
Love you, too. Love you, too, Gary. All right, everyone. We're going to take a break and come back in just a moment. It is now 9:45 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much happening in the cities. Some people think there are only two clubs that really exist here, but there are so many more, so many venues where you can perform no matter what it is. You can become a professional and get out there and do your thing. And it's the thing I love to watch about Minnesotans. It's really quite remarkable as well when it comes to the shows that are happening and what type of shows are being done. You heard us talk about The Sounds of Blackness just a moment ago when it comes to the music of Martin and Martin Luther King Jr. And I tell you, when we talk about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I just kind of freeze. It's very serious for me and to others as well. At the same time, I'm so grateful I can smile in the moment. And of course, my brother Fred, you look at his picture on Crooners right now. You go to croonersmn.com. It's just remarkable to see the smile on his face, because what he is singing, or what he will be singing about on the 15th of January, which is a Sunday evening, is really quite beautiful, everyone. I just want you to know about it. Fred Steele's presents The Dream Lives. That's the name of the show, celebrating Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's for all ages. It'll be a Crooner's Supper Club. Of course, it's 7 p.m. that the show starts. It's about a 90-minute show. Again, all ages. It's going to be in the Dunsmore Room. And let me tell you who's going to be a part of this as well. It's going to be a collection of songs from the movement that we all know about in the 60s, including songs from Mahalia Jackson, The Voice of the Time, featuring Jedidiah Steele, which is Fred's grandchild, and Brian Z, Kenyari Jackson, Yonathan Bekure, and Spencer Christensen, Smokin' Band. And I know Fred is going to also do some pieces of narration. And the words, so that you can actually hear him do the words of Dr. King, just pieces of it. I'm so excited for him. And it's really interesting because he and I are doing shows at different places. Fred is doing Crooners and I am doing the Dakota. And I'm so excited about it now at the Dakota, which is happening on the 16th. I'm going to do a show about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, of course, some of the songs, but there are also new songs. We're talking about yesterday and today, and some of these songs are songs I would hope he would love because the lyrics are amazing. I'm introducing myself to brand new music that I've never tried before, and I am very, very excited. My brother Billy Steele will be on piano, Jonathan. Bekure on bass, Kenyari Jackson on drums, and I'm just overwhelmed with joy that we're doing this show. So that is going to happen on January 16th, the day after my brother Fred is at Crooners. So please just know you've got two shows you can consider as I speak about it right now, and then also The Sounds of Blackness that is happening, I believe, on January 3rd. I hope I have that right. So the Dunsmore Room for Fred at Crooners, and of course the Dakota for me and the band, and it's just going to be great to be able to share these songs, share these moments, to hear some of the words that this man has spoken. It is going to be remarkable for me because I've never gotten over what happened in the 60s. But at the same time, I am moving forward, up and forward. And I keep saying to myself, but look, don't forget to use your eyes and see what it is you need to see when it comes to progress. A lot of people want us to see and hear nothing but bad news. But I am here to tell you, music can heal the worst of us. the bad parts of us. And hopefully you will get that when you come to the Crooners on that Sunday, the 15th, and come to the Dakota on the 16th of January of this month. I really look forward to seeing you there. And thank you so much for supporting all of the Steels. I had a chance to work at my sister's church and sing at a concert for Christmas, and it was fantastic. And here we are. We're still doing it, all because you asked for it, and we want to deliver it to you. So I hope you can make it. I keep asking Jonathan if he will come to one of my shows, and then I stopped because he never does. And I understand that because he's busy. He used to have two jobs. Do you still have that, Jonathan?
This would be my second job of two, yes.
Wow, you're still doing two jobs at a time. Well, I sure can't fuss at you for not coming. But if you ever want to come, just let me know. My goodness, welcome back, everyone. I don't know if you know of the Sounds of Blackness. They are Grammy Award winners and so much more. And they are doing a big event on January 13th at the Ordway Music Theater. And, of course, you know that's in St. Paul off of Rice Park. And it's called Music for Martin in celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And, of course, the leader, not the bleeder, Gary Hines, is joining us right now. How are you, sir?
I am always better when I hear you, Queen Geraldine. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa.
Oh, happy Kwanzaa to you as well. My goodness, it's New Year's Day, and I'm still smiling. I feel so good about this year. Do you?
I do. We're going to be, as Sounds of Blackness say, optimistic.
Exactly. Exactly. So this event that is coming up on January 13th, tell us what we should look for. What will it be like?
Music for Martin, Geraldine, is a stylized concert featuring the 16 vocalists and 10-piece orchestra of the Grammy Award-winning Sounds of Blackness, singing arrangements of the music of the Civil Rights Movement and the legacy and life and times of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We will also see and hear excerpts from his speeches that are interpolated, interspersed with the concert music and narration.
And narration, who is doing the narrating?
Actually, the voice of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and a little bit by yours truly, but mainly the music is the motivating factor and the driving force behind Music for Martin.
Will you also be doing some of the songs from Mahalia Jackson? She was so integral in the movement.
Oh, absolutely. She, of course, as we know historically, and I was blessed to be at Martin's funeral when she sang Precious Lord there that day. And so that music, and of course, not only the anthems of We Shall Overcome, but then also Sounds of Blackness music that is right in line and in step with the life and times of Dr. Martin Luther King, both past and present music, even our new music that talks about him, our current singles, So Thankful, featuring Jamecia and Buddy McLean, and Hold Up Your Light by our own Carrie Harrington. Dr. King wanted us to hold up our light, and that's what we're doing with Music for Martin.
Wow, I've got to be there. I hope I can make it. I also want to mention that you will have audiovisual elements interwoven into excerpts from the great speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The audience is going to love this, and I'm just hoping. Are you guys streaming it at all, or is it just you have to go to the Ordway to be able to really enjoy it?
We need everybody to come because it's going to be a live performance, Geraldine, on Friday the 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the world-renowned Ordway Theater. There's good seats still available. You can get tickets online at ordway.org. And this is something for the entire family, for people of all ethnicities, backgrounds, persuasions, people of all faiths or no faith. Music for Martin is about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, a celebration, commemoration for his life and times. For everyone.
I'm so excited about this. The tickets are on sale. I believe they are $24 each. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they are also available on, you can do that at the door, or you can do it online. All you have to do is go to ordway.org, or you can call them at 651-224-4222. Again, that's 651-224-4222. My goodness, I know you're looking forward to this, and you guys are still so fabulous. Just keep doing what you're doing. Tell everyone in the group that I love them and that what you are doing really matters. Thank you for joining me tonight. Are there any other things you want to tell us about it?
Absolutely. Again, this is something, Gerald, and thank you for all of those accolades. You know that we love you right back, and all the Steels and our esteemed assistant director, some of you know fairly well, Billy Steele. We'll be featuring him as well. But on behalf of Sounds of Blackness, we're celebrating now our 52nd anniversary. We first and foremost thank God. We thank you and the Twin Cities and the state of Minnesota for 52 years of unwavering support. And let's all come together and culminate that with music from Martin. Like I say, this is something for the entire family, for everyone, and we'll look for you Friday, January 13th, 7:30 p.m. Don't wait to get your tickets. There's good seats now, but they're not going to last.
They're not going to last. 7:30 p.m. is the time. You don't want to miss it at the Ordway Music Theater at 345 Washington Street in St. Paul, Minnesota. All you have to do is go to ordway.org to get your tickets. Thank you so much, my friend, and I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Love you, Gerald.
Love you, too. Love you, too, Gary. All right, everyone. We're going to take a break and come back in just a moment. It is now 9:45 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much happening in the cities. Some people think there are only two clubs that really exist here, but there are so many more, so many venues where you can perform no matter what it is. You can become a professional and get out there and do your thing. And it's the thing I love to watch about Minnesotans. It's really quite remarkable as well when it comes to the shows that are happening and what type of shows are being done. You heard us talk about the Sounds of Blackness just a moment ago when it comes to the music of Martin and Martin Luther King Jr. And I tell you, when we talk about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I just kind of freeze. It's very serious for me and to others as well. At the same time, I'm so grateful I can smile in the moment. And of course, my brother Fred, you look at his picture on Crooners right now. You go to croonersmn.com. It's just remarkable to see the smile on his face, because what he is singing, or what he will be singing about on the 15th of January, which is a Sunday evening, is really quite beautiful, everyone. I just want you to know about it. Fred Steele's presents The Dream Lives. That's the name of the show, celebrating Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's for all ages. It'll be a Crooner's Supper Club. Of course, it's 7 p.m. that the show starts. It's about a 90-minute show. Again, all ages. It's going to be in the Dunsmore Room. And let me tell you who's going to be a part of this as well. It's going to be a collection of songs from the movement that we all know about in the 60s, including songs from Mahalia Jackson, The Voice of the Time, featuring Jediah Steele, which is Fred's grandchild, and Brian Z, Kenyari Jackson, Yonathan Bekure, and Spencer Christensen, Smokin' Band. And I know Fred is going to also do some pieces of narration. And the words, so that you can actually hear him do the words of Dr. King, just pieces of it. I'm so excited for him. And it's really interesting because he and I are doing shows at different places. Fred is doing Crooners, and I am doing the Dakota. And I'm so excited about it now. At the Dakota, which is happening on the 16th, I'm going to do a show about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, of course, some of the songs, but there are also new songs. We're talking about yesterday and today, and some of these songs are songs I would hope he would love, because the lyrics are amazing. I'm introducing myself to brand new music that I've never tried before, and I am very, very excited. My brother Billy Steele will be on piano, Jonathan Bekure on bass, Kenyari Jackson on drums, and I'm just overwhelmed with joy that we're doing this show. So that is going to happen on January 16th, the day after my brother Fred is at Crooners. So please just know you've got two shows you can consider as I speak about it right now, and then also the Sounds of Blackness that is happening, I believe, on January 3rd. I hope I have that right. So the Dunsmore Room for Fred at Crooners, and of course the Dakota for me and the band, and it's just going to be great to be able to share these songs, share these moments, to hear some of the words that this man has spoken. It is going to be remarkable for me, because I've never gotten over what happened in the 60s. But at the same time, I am moving forward, up and forward. And I keep saying to myself, but look, don't forget to use your eyes and see what it is you need to see when it comes to progress. A lot of people want us to see and hear nothing but bad news. But I am here to tell you, music can heal the worst of us, the bad parts of us. And hopefully you will get that when you come to the Crooners on that Sunday, the 15th, and come to the Dakota on the 16th of January of this month. I really look forward to seeing you there. And thank you so much for supporting all of the Steels. I had a chance to work at my sister's church and sing at a concert for Christmas, and it was fantastic. And here we are. We're still doing it, all because you asked for it, and we want to deliver it to you. So I hope you can make it. I keep asking Jonathan if he will come to one of my shows, and then I stopped because he never does. And I understand that because he's busy. He used to have two jobs. Do you still have that, Jonathan?
This would be my second job of two, yes.
Wow, you're still doing two jobs at a time. Well, I sure can't fuss at you for not coming. But if you ever want to come, just let me know, and I'll make that happen for you, okay?
I have written it down on my brain.
On your brain? And you, I know you're terrified that I'll call you up on the stage, right?
That has entered the brain as well, yes.
See, I won't do that to you. I promise you I won't do that to you, Jonathan. It's okay.
Just like you promised that our conversations on these airwaves are just between you and me. That's the kind of trust I should have in this situation.
You are so wrong for that. You are so wrong for that. Oh, my gosh. You know, Jonathan, I have been really fortunate to have a lot going on. As you know, I will be done with my master's degree in May. And I can smell the end. And at the same time, I'm terrified. I'm just terrified. It is not easy at all. Not at all for me. Some students in my classes, they all say, oh, yeah, I've got that. I've already done this paper. I've already done that paper. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, who are you people? But, you know, I was married to someone who was like that. And, yeah, I've never been like that. So I'm just blessed to be able to keep working on this master's degree and be done in May, which is a big deal for me. And then at the same time, to keep working, to keep moving, to keep trying my best to deliver the gift in any way that I can. So I hope you'll come. I'm going to keep bugging you about that because you haven't been to one show yet. Not yet.
Nope.
What's stopping you? What's stopping you? I promise you, I won't call you up. I won't. I give you my word.
I'm going to buy a, I don't know if I'm going to buy a mask, but I'm going to buy something where it covers my face, and I'm not going to wear my trademark hat, and I'm just going to go. I'm just going to be there. I'm just going to sit in the back in the shadows, and that way you have no idea I'm there. No clue. And okay, that way I can enjoy it.
Okay, let me try to entice you. How about this? You know, I'll make sure I buy you dinner if you'll come.
Nah, I'm good. Thanks, though.
Just, seriously, I'll just say, hey, he doesn't know this is coming. Just bring him out a plate.
Nah, that's good. Thank you, though. No? Appreciate it.
That's not going to work out.
Appreciate the gesture, but nah, I'm good.
You are unrelenting. I thought I was unrelenting, but you? No.
I take it to a whole new level.
I can see that.
Yes.
Here's the thing about a whole new level, though, I must tell you. Have you ever heard of Shantae Moore?
I have,
yes. Okay, Shantae Moore. This woman can sing, and she has this thing she can do in her chest and in her nasal cavities and in her forehead. This woman can hit notes. It just comes up from the chest all the way up and out. And I keep trying it, and it is not working. at all, but I really want to do it. Do you have any suggestions, singer? You?
Okay. Let's get some straight here. Let's get this truly 100 right now. As kids say, 100.
100.
If you are asking me for any advice as far as singing goes, I respectfully thank you for your career. Mm-hmm. I will see you at the Hall of Fame induction, and I hope you retire to a great place.
Okay, good enough. By the way, before I let you go, there was another event that's happening at Crooners that I meant to tell everyone about. And again, this is also about celebrating. Oh, excuse me. Celebrating the holidays, making sure that it's a joyful new year is what it's called. And Gwen Matthews and Robert Robinson will be at Crooners for two shows on one day. Two shows, which is a Thursday, January 5th. One of the shows is at 4 p.m. and the other is at 7 p.m. So you want to come down and hear about having a joyful new year. I know there's going to probably be, it says here, two storied local vocalists are joining forces for a pair of powerful concerts celebrating the magic of the holidays. And even though we just finished with, literally, it's 2023. I'm so excited. It's like renewal, right? There's a new day. So I'm praying even that this year will be so much better than this past year, year of 2022. I'm grateful. I lived through it, and I'm better for it. But I just hope that we can get ourselves together because it's a little unnerving. Okay, I'm done. That's my diatribe. I walk away from it now, Jonathan. Is that okay?
You can have all the diatribes you want. I'm just gonna stay away from the shows. That's all.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right, everyone.
Before we go, because we have a few moments. Mm-hmm. Could you explain? I was actually taking care of the center stage hour a couple of weeks ago before the Christmas holiday, and one of the things I was looking at was holiday shows. For the holiday shows for Christmas and then for New Year's. Explain Crooners, because it seems like I believe there's more than one room at this place. So if no one's ever gone, explain what that whole room is, that whole building.
Have you been to Crooners?
I never have.
Have you been to the Dakota?
I've been to the Dakota. I've never been to Crooners, though.
Okay, so Crooners is a lounge, right? I mean, a supper club. And it really feels that way. It's kind of dark and mysterious and wonderful. And they have three rooms. I'm sure you've heard people saying, okay, I'll be in this room or I'll be performing such and such a place. They have three rooms. One is the outside tent. And it's warm in there. It feels like it's part of the building because you don't get cold and all of that sort of thing. But it's really fun. So that's outdoors. Then there's the Dunsmore room, which is the jazz place where they really present huge jazz people to come in and perform. And it's only about 90 seats, whereas the outdoor tent is about 160 seats. And then there's the main room. The main room is about 160 seats or 150 seats. And it's the first thing you see when you walk in, you go straight ahead and you'll walk right into the main room. And it's really quite beautiful. And a lot of people come to see the shows there in all three of these spaces. And I hope you'll get a chance to go there and just check it out. Just take a listen. You can go from room to room to room at sometimes, not all the time, unless you have a ticket. But I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. Go check it out, okay? Go check it out. Go see Fred on the 15th. He'll be glad to see you. All right, everyone. What a night it's been. And coming up next, of course, the Mom and Michael Hour, but Michael is not joining us, but Jonathan and I will definitely hold it down. We'll be back. It is now 9:45 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much happening in the cities. Some people think there are only two clubs that really exist here, but there are so many more, so many venues where you can perform no matter what it is. You can become a professional and get out there and do your thing. And it's the thing I love to watch about Minnesotans. It's really quite remarkable as well when it comes to the shows that are happening and what type of shows are being done. You heard us talk about The Sounds of Blackness just a moment ago when it comes to the music of Martin and Martin Luther King Jr. And I tell you, when we talk about the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I just kind of freeze. It's very serious for me and to others as well. At the same time, I'm so grateful I can smile in the moment. And of course, my brother Fred, you look at his picture on Crooners right now. You go to croonersmn.com. It's just remarkable to see the smile on his face, because what he is singing, or what he will be singing about on the 15th of January, which is a Sunday evening, is really quite beautiful, everyone. I just want you to know about it. Fred Steele's presents The Dream Lives. That's the name of the show, celebrating Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's for all ages. It'll be a Crooner's Supper Club. Of course, it's I believe it's 7 p.m. that the show starts. It's about a 90-minute show. Again, all ages. It's going to be in the Dunsmore Room. And let me tell you who's going to be a part of this as well. It's going to be a collection of songs from the movement that we all know about in the 60s, including songs from Mahalia Jackson, The Voice of the Time, featuring Jediah Steele, which is Fred's grandchild, and Brian Z, Kenyari Jackson, Yonathan Bekure, and Spencer Christensen, Smokin' Band. And I know Fred is going to also do some pieces of narration. The words so that you can actually hear him do the words of Dr. King, just pieces of it. I'm so excited for him. And it's really interesting because he and I are doing shows at different places. Fred is doing Crooners and I am doing the Dakota. And I'm so excited about it now. At the Dakota, which is happening on the 16th, I'm going to do a show about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, of course, some of the songs, but there are also new songs. We're talking about Yesterday and Today, and some of these songs are songs I would hope he would love because the lyrics are amazing. I'm introducing myself to brand new music that I've never tried before, and I am very, very excited. My brother Billy Steele will be on piano, Yonathan. Bekure on bass, Kenyari Jackson on drums, and I'm just overwhelmed with joy that we're doing this show. So that is going to happen on January 16th, the day after my brother Fred is at Crooners. So please just know you've got two shows you can consider as I speak about it right now. And then also The Sounds of Blackness that is happening, I believe, on January 3rd. I hope I have that right. So the Dunsmore Room for Fred at Crooners, and of course the Dakota for me and the band. And it's just going to be great to be able to share these songs, share these moments, to hear some of the words that this man has spoken. It is going to be remarkable for me because I've never gotten over what happened in the 60s. But at the same time, I am moving forward, up and forward. And I keep saying to myself, but look, don't forget to use your eyes and see what it is you need to see when it comes to progress. A lot of people want us to see and hear nothing but bad news. But I am here to tell you, music can heal the worst of us, the bad parts of us. And hopefully you will get that when you come to Crooners on that Sunday, the 15th, and come to the Dakota on the 16th of January of this month. I really look forward to seeing you there. And thank you so much for supporting all of the Steels. I had a chance to work at my sister's church and sing at a concert for Christmas, and it was fantastic. And here we are. We're still doing it, all because you asked for it, and we want to deliver it to you. So I hope you can make it. I keep asking Jonathan if he will come to one of my shows, and then I stop because he never does. And I understand that because he's busy. He used to have two jobs. Do you still have that, Jonathan?
This would be my second job of two, yes.
Wow, you're still doing two jobs at a time. Well, I sure can't fuss at you for not coming. But if you ever want to come, just let me know and I'll make that happen for you, okay?
I have written it down on my brain.
On your brain? And you, I know you're terrified that I'll call you up on the stage, right?
That has entered the brain as well, yes.
See, I won't do that to you. I promise you I won't do that to you, Jonathan. It's okay.
Just like you promised that our conversations on these airwaves are just between you and me. That's the kind of trust I should have in this situation.
You are so wrong for that. You are so wrong for that. Oh, my gosh. You know, Jonathan, I have been really fortunate to have a lot going on. As you know, I will be done with my master's degree in May. And I can smell the end. And at the same time, I'm terrified. I'm just terrified. It is not easy at all. Not at all for me. Some students in my classes, they all say, oh, yeah, I've got that. I've already done this paper. I've already done that paper. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, who are you people? But, you know, I was married to someone who was like that. And, yeah, I've never been like that. So I'm just blessed to be able to keep working on this master's degree and be done in May, which is a big deal for me. And then at the same time, to keep working, to keep moving, to keep trying my best to deliver the gift in any way that I can. So I hope you'll come. I'm going to keep bugging you about that because you haven't been to one show yet. Not yet.
Nope.
What's stopping
I have not.
You? What's stopping you? I promise you, I won't call you up. I won't. I give you my word.
I'm gonna buy a. I don't know if I'm gonna buy a mask, but I'm gonna buy something where it covers my face, and I'm not gonna wear my trademark hat. And I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna be there. I'm just gonna sit in the back, in the shadows, and that way you have no idea I'm there. No clue. And okay, that way I can enjoy it.
Okay, let me try to entice you. How about this? You know, I'll make sure I buy you dinner if you'll come.
Nah, I'm good. Thanks, though.
Just, seriously, I'll just say, hey, he doesn't know this is coming. Just bring him out a plate.
Nah, that's no? good. Thank you, though.
No?
Appreciate it.
That's not going to work out.
Appreciate the gesture, but nah, I'm good.
You are unrelenting. I thought I was unrelenting, but you? No.
I take it to a whole new level.
I can see that.
Yes.
Here's the thing about a whole new level, though, I must tell you. Have you ever heard of Shantae Moore?
I have, yes.
Okay, Shantae Moore. This woman can sing, and she has this thing she can do in her chest and in her nasal cavities and in her forehead. This woman can hit notes. It just comes up from the chest all the way up and out. And I keep trying it, and it is not working at all. But I really want to do it. Do you have any suggestions, singer? You?
Okay. let's get some straight here. Let's get this truly 100 right now, as the kids say, 100.
100.
If you are asking me for any advice as far as singing goes, I respectfully thank you for your career. Mm-hmm. I will see you at the Hall of Fame induction, and I hope you retire to a great place.
Okay, good enough. By the way, before I let you go, there was another event that's happening at Crooners that I meant to tell everyone about. And again, this is also about celebrating the holidays, making sure that it's a joyful new year is what it's called. And Gwen Matthews and Robert Robinson will be at Crooners for two shows on one day. Two shows, which is a Thursday, January 5th. One of the shows is at 4 p.m. and the other is at 7 p.m. So you want to come down and hear about having a joyful new year. I know there's going to probably be, it says here, two storied local vocalists are joining forces for a pair of powerful concerts celebrating the magic of the holidays. And even though we just finished with, literally, it's 2023. I'm so excited. It's like renewal, right? There's a new day. So I'm just, I'm praying even that this year will be so much better than this past year, year of 2022. I'm grateful. I lived through it, and I'm better for it. But I just hope that we can get ourselves together because it's a little unnerving. Okay, I'm done. That's my diatribe. I walk away from it now, Jonathan. Is that okay?
You can have all the diatribes you want. I'm just not gonna stay away from the shows. That's all.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right, everyone.
Before we go, because we have a few moments, could you explain? I was actually taking care of the center stage hour a couple of weeks ago before the Christmas holiday, and one of the things I was looking at was holiday shows. For the holiday shows for Christmas and then for New Year's. Explain crooners, because it seems like I believe there are more than one room at this place, so if no one's ever gone, explain what that whole room is, that whole building.
Have you been to crooners?
I never
have.
Have
you been to the Dakota?
I've been to the Dakota. I've never been to Crooners,
okay,
though.
Okay, so Crooners is a lounge, right? I mean, a supper club. And it really feels that way. It's kind of dark and mysterious and wonderful. And it's they have three rooms. I'm sure you've heard people saying, okay, I'll be in this room, or I'll be performing such and such a place. They have three rooms. One is the outside tent, and it's warm in there. It feels like it's part of the building because you don't get cold and all of that sort of thing. But it's really fun, so that's outdoors. Then there's the Dunsmore room, which is the jazz place where they really present huge jazz people to come in and perform, and it's only about 90 seats, whereas the outdoor tent is about 160 seats. And then there's the main room. The main room is about 160 seats or 150 seats. And it's the first thing you see when you walk in, you go straight ahead and you'll walk right into the main room. And it's really quite beautiful. And a lot of people come to see the shows there in all three of these spaces. And I hope you'll get a chance to go there and just check it out. Just take a listen. You can go from room to room to room at sometimes, not all the time, unless you have a ticket. But I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. Go check it out, okay? Go check it out. Go see Fred on the 15th. He'll be glad to see you. All right, everyone. What a night it's been. And coming up next, of course, the Mom and Michael Hour. But Michael is not joining us. But Jonathan and I will definitely hold it down. We'll be back.